Hello, and welcome to the Finding Freedom podcast. I'm your host, Danielle Wingate, and my purpose is to help women know the freedom that God has called them to and to walk it out fully in their lives. I'm an author, a coach, a military spouse, and a mom to four. I have coached countless women on breaking free from the limiting lies and beliefs that have kept them feeling both stuck and trapped. If you're ready to find freedom and purpose in the story that God has called you to, you're in the right place. This will be the fight of your life, but I promise it will all be worth it. Welcome to Finding Freedom. Hey, I hope you are doing well. I wanted to come on here and share with you on video. I know sometimes we can do podcasts, just obviously, just with a microphone. And I just think like so much, you know, we can see like the highlights of social media, and sometimes we can just forget that those are real people with real seasons. And so I am recording this at the end of my day. I've gotten the kids to bed. Chris is away at an event, and I was like, I don't look camera ready. And so I was about to go put on some makeup, and then I thought, this is real life though. And isn't this what it's about? So anyway, today I just am excited. Tonight I'm excited to dive in with you. I wanted to share for this week's episode something that I found really encouraging. And I think it's a beautiful reminder of the heart and the mind and the character of God and the level of importance that He places on obedience. So the other day, as I was reading in Judges, I believe it's Judges 20, I'm reading the story, and there is a terrible situation that happens with the tribe of Benjamin, and the other 11 tribes of Israel decide to go to war with Benjamin. And they are grieved, like that they're going to war with their brothers. And so they pursue the Lord, and they pray, and they fast, and they ask the Lord, what would you have us to do? Are you asking us to go and fight? And the Lord says, yes, go and fight. And so they assemble their army. The tribe of Benjamin has their army, and they go out and fight. And the Israelites lose several thousands of men on day one. That evening, the next day, the Israelites go before the Lord. They fast, they pray, they worship, and they inquire again of the Lord. Lord, what would you have us to do? Like, what you told us yesterday, go fight, but we lost. Like, what would you have us to do? And the Lord responds with fight. And so they go out again the next day, and they lose several thousands of men again. And so it looks as though the tribe of Benjamin is winning. And in the natural realm, as the Israelites like fall back, retreat, and they of course are just grieving and just probably so confused of like, Lord, you told us to do this. Like, what is happening? And in the natural realm, it looks as if they have heard God wrong. It looks probably as if they have missed all the signs. They're probably turning to themselves, each one another, frustrated, mad, confused, like, well, you know, like, surely, like, we, if God had said do this, then this would have happened. And this is so like what we find ourselves in a lot of times, where we'll go out and we'll do things and we'll follow orders. We'll say, Lord, I was obedient, and we'll give it a go. We'll take that risk. We'll take that chance. We'll take that step of obedience. And then it doesn't work out the way that we thought. It doesn't play out the way that we saw it going in our minds. And so a lot of times, I know for me, like, I've stepped back and been like, okay, clearly I heard you wrong. Like, I did this, this didn't happen, therefore I heard you wrong. And that is my deductive reasoning that I will apply. After reading the story, I was so challenged and encouraged, because the third time they petition the Lord with prayer, fasting, and worship, and they inquire again of the Lord, what would you have us to do? And the Lord tells them a third time, go fight. Tomorrow I will hand them over to you. And so they go out on day three, and sure enough, they win. And they end up basically wiping out almost the entire tribe of Benjamin. They burn the entire city and they rebuild it. And, you know, you can read for yourself in Judges 20, all the details. But there's something very significant about that third day, that third attempt, and their willingness to be obedient, and their response in the midst of the failure and in the midst of confusion, that they would turn to the Lord and still just worship, still fast, still pray, and still wait for an answer. And even when the answer was the same it was as what they had previously done, and it probably didn't make sense in the natural, they still were obedient and they went and did it. And because of their obedience, because of their just commitment to the Lord and to not give up or to quit, the Lord blessed them. But it wasn't in the first day, and it wasn't in the second day. It was on the third day. It was on the third attempt. There are so many times in life that I trace back in my own life that I know that I know that I know that the Lord has called me to do something or told me to do something. And I'll like try something and I'm like, Lord, nobody showed, or God, this didn't work out. And, or like sometimes I've even disqualified myself from even doing it because I've just been like, well, I'll give an excuse. Lord, I probably couldn't do that because I don't have X, Y, and Z, or Lord, because the season I'm in, blah, 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 which the Lord knows all of it. And so at some point we have to believe that if He has called us to it, He is going to equip us through it. We've got to believe that there's going to be grace that He's going to meet us with as He gives favor over what He's called us to do. And it doesn't necessarily mean in the natural that it's going to piece together the way that we would see. Like, I am really good at problem solving. Like, I was a wedding planner for 10 years. I thrive in the moment of chaos and problem solving and keeping calm. Like, it is one of my superpowers. God does not need my help. And I have submitted it so many times. I will see a situation playing out or a scenario developing, and I have brought it to the Lord before. I'm like, you know what, Lord, you know, let me go ahead and I'll just go ahead and like make this happen, this happen, this happen. I'll do this for you and blah, 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 blah. And I will just move right along with my plan. And oftentimes the Lord's like, no, I don't have that in plan for you. I don't have that in mind for you. And that's actually not what I want to teach you in this. So now you get to learn a lesson in humility and patience. And it's like, oh, so sorry. And so sometimes I can just even find myself doing that. But as I read through Judges 20, and as I read through the discipline that they had to go back and get on their faces, get on their knees, to pursue the Lord, to pray, to worship, to fast, to create a hypersensitive focus to the heart and the character of God. It really, I guess, brought an awareness of this is the response that we should have. When the Lord has told us to do something, it is not our job to carry it out. It's His. It's our job to be obedient to it. And so as He's called us to do it, to go forward, to take the next step, to be obedient, not to have the answer. And when the situation or scenario doesn't happen in the way that we think it should, or the way that we see fit, or in the way that makes sense in the natural, to not allow defeat and doubt to rest, but instead to go back to the presence of God, to pursue the heart of the Father, to rest, ask, wait, what would you have me to do? How would you have me to do this? And when He gives that answer, not to further question and say, okay, but Lord, the last time I did that, remember, like, you told me to do this and this happened, and I actually don't want this to happen again. So I'm going to need you to confirm that X, Y, and Z doesn't repeat again. That's not at all what they did. They literally just pursued the Lord. They literally waited and they were obedient. it was such a kick in my spirit where I was like, I could do such a better job at this. This is not something that I, oh man, we got some news yesterday. We were hoping for a different, I don't actually know, like if I would say a different assignment in the military, there was just a, there was a good opportunity at hand that, if it had worked out, it would have been really awesome. But we also were praying the whole time, Lord, if this is not your will, please don't let Chris's name come out on this list. Well, sure enough, his name was not on the list yesterday. And that was hard. It would like, it kind of, it almost has surprised us how hard it has hit us of just like, well, Lord, like we really saw this going this way. And we were both pretty surprised because I really thought for sure that this was going to happen. I really did. And so when it didn't, and now just realizing that it isn't going to, finding that peace. And even today, like I was talking to Chris, I said, we've got to just go back to the floor. We've got to just get on our faces right now and just say, okay, Lord, you closed this door. You are the messenger, or you are the assigner. The army is the messenger. So what would you have us to do? What are you calling us to stay for? And it's not a bad thing. It was just different. So it's just this beautiful reminder of how good God is that I would read this yesterday, that that news would come yesterday, that I would just be able to sit and have this, that it's like, even in the first glimpse of disappointment, God, you're so faithful. Even in the first experience of disappointment or whatever, that the plans are not working out, God still has a plan. Even in the moment that things don't look like they're panning out or working out in the natural, God, you are at work. And so there's this choice that we get to make. What am I choosing to anchor my hope in? What am I going to choose to speak, to declare over my moment, over my mind, over my season, while I'm waiting, right? For God to work out the details, for God to reveal that moment that you're like, oh, now I see why. And we won't always see that with every moment. But I can look back through the course of my life at a macro view, and I can often pinpoint God's hand of faithfulness, provision, blessing, protection over my life. And it comes best, most efficiently when I am obedient, when I am just walking it out where I'm like, Lord, this doesn't really make a lot of sense, or this isn't really what I had planned. But so it was so encouraging. And so I want to encourage you to go read Judges 20 for yourself and just watch the posture, the behavior, the diligence of the tribe of Israel as they are seeking justice. And they're truly teaching the tribe of Benjamin a lesson for how they treated this foreigner and his prostitute concubine or wife. That scripture was unclear whether she was actually his wife or his prostitute. But anyway, all that to say, if you are in the season that you have received some news that things are not working out how you thought they were going to in the natural, if you have taken a risk or taken that step of obedience and you are not seeing that victory, that confirmation, affirmation that you felt like, okay, Lord, you said do this and this hasn't come, I want to just encourage you, go back to the floor, get on your knees, get on your face, worship, pray, declare God's promises, fast even, and just wait for God's next word and continue to just be obedient. His word never returns void, and he is working in the midst. And so I believe that, and I just want to declare that over your life today. I want to encourage you that what you are seeing and experiencing in the natural isn't the end. It is just a chapter in your story. And so have hope, be encouraged, stay focused, and keep fighting. Thanks for joining me. Thanks so much for joining me today. I have loved having you here. If
this episode blessed you, encouraged you, inspired you, please subscribe, share with a friend, and be sure to visit daniellewingate.com to see how we can work together. Thanks so much. Till next time.